Poets around the country are celebrating April as National Poetry Month. In New Mexico, reporter Paul Ingalls recently went along with poet Gary Mex Glasner to visit people with Alzheimer's disease at the Sierra Vista Assisted Living Center in Santa Fe and to read them well-known poems.
At precisely 10:30 on a recent brilliant spring Santa Fe morning, poet Gary Glasner walks into Sierra Vista's community room with a book of poems in one hand and a bunch of yellow daffodils in the other.
So how are you guys doing?
Although he's been here twice before in the last 2 months, most of the 20 senior Alzheimer's patients seated in a circle don't remember him.
Hi, Imogene. Want a daffodil?
Imogene takes the flower with wide eyes and a smile. Glasner offers flowers to all, but one woman keeps her arms folded and refuses him. She stares deeply into his face, looking for something familiar. Glasner just grins, lays a flower on her chair, takes his seat on the circle, and opens his poems.
To celebrate spring coming on, I'm going to read Daffodils by William Wordsworth. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats over high, over vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils.
A moment later, Glasner jumps up and dances around the circle, trying to make eye contact with each resident.
And then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with the daffodils.
One man in a cardigan appears startled, as if awakened from a dream. Some, though, giggle and pick up on his rhythm, bouncing their flowers up and down in time. A few keep their eyes closed and scowl. Glasner says he uses rhythm and movement in his poetry readings in coffee houses or theaters, too, but it's especially useful with this audience.
You're moving closer to them, you're touching them, you're engaging with them. You know, you have them fading in and out of consciousness, and so you have to work that much harder.
When he was living in California in 1997, Glasner first won a grant to try out poetry readings in senior centers.
And I got hooked on it when one day I was reading Longfellow's poem, and there was a guy in the class who pretty much was out of it. He wasn't able to participate. Head was down. And I said, I shot an arrow in the air. And he looked up and said, and where it lands, I know not where. And it was just a marvelous moment for me and for the whole group.
Yankee Doodle went to town, riding on a pony. Stuck a feather in his cap and called it...
Macaroni.
Yeah.
Right.
He called me kind of out of the blue.
Ruth Dennis is the recreation director at Sierra Vista, who says Glasner's proposal for regular poetry readings made sense to her for Alzheimer's care.
One simple reason, it makes a moment in time really enjoyable. Time kind of blurs with Alzheimer's. Time sort of becomes this really ambiguous thing. Alzheimer's treatment, if it's good treatment, is a Zen kind of experience. It's very much being really focused on just being present.
This one is by that very famous poet, Anonymous. Yeah, Anonymous.
Yeah.
Do you care at all for me? My heart beats for you with your turnip nose and your radish face. You're a peach. If we can't elope, let us marry. We'd make a swell pair.
Almost apologetically, Glasner says he might be getting as much good feeling out of these encounters as the patients themselves. But he's seen enough positive response to want to pitch his program to other centers and communities. He also has in mind developing a book of poems that Alzheimer's families and caregivers can use to reach this special audience of poetry fans.
Lillian, what do you think?
I like just all of them.
All of them.
For NPR News, I'm Paul Ingalls in Santa Fe.